On the morning show today from WRCO, members of the Riverdale Drama Club are here. We're going to talk about the bookstore, and we have senior actors in here, Drayton Deglow. We have Jayla Nichols, Brady Goplin, Olivia Sturdivant, and the directors, Rebecca Knoll and Chris Simonson, are here as well today as we talk about this club and what it has going. Good morning, Chris. We'll start with you since you're not Mike Shy.
No, I am not. Good morning, Phil. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for organizing this and bringing them in. So the Drama Club, has it been pretty active this year?
It has been. We've had a very successful year this year after we kind of got things jump-started again last year. You know, as with many fine arts organizations and programs, they really took a hit during the pandemic, and our drama department was no exception to that. So we got things going again, doing the one act and the radio show and a spring play last year, and we hit the ground running again this year. Our one act was real successful, won a number of awards at state for our production. You guys let us come in and do another Christmas show again, and now we're doing our spring play called The Bookstore, and it's just an awful lot of fun.
The Drama Club, and I know for your Christmas play, Chris, it wasn't just high school students. You had involved the middle school as well. Is that what the Drama Club is consisting of?
Correct. With the radio show and the spring play, yep, we've got junior high kids involved as well. We've even got a sixth grader that came over from the other building. For the one act, it has to be high school because it's the Wisconsin High School Forensics Association. So you've got to be in ninth grade and, you know, good academic standing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
How do you go about choosing the proper play?
One of the things we look for, just because, you know, all these kids are involved in so many other things. They have jobs, they have athletic commitments, they have dance, you know, just a myriad of things. So when Rebecca and I look at scripts, we try to find things, both for the one act and the spring play, that are compartmentalized, where, you know, we've got a group of kids that meets and does particular scenes together, and another group of kids whose schedule aligns more, and they do other scenes together. So, you know, we look at something like that, which isn't your typical script, like an Our Town or Skin of Your Teeth or Crucible or something. But yeah, we try to find things that will specifically work for our rehearsal needs. And then we look at the strength of the kids that we have.
Sure. Some years you might have several male actors, female actors. Just it probably has to go along with that too, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We look at those. But, you know, a number of these scripts, if you look at the cast list for this Simkowitz piece, a good third of them say can either be male or female. So that's usually pretty easy.
That works out pretty well.
Yeah.
So how can people see The Bookstore then?
We are doing it this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, at the Little Theater and at Riverdale High School. Show times are at 7 o'clock. The show itself is about an hour, 25 minutes long, with no intermission. Ticket prices are $5 or $3 for students or senior citizens.
And that's a good opportunity for folks, and maybe a little bit more intimate setting in the theater then too, isn't it?
It is. It's a lovely space to do plays. The acoustics are very good. Everybody can hear, everybody can see, as opposed to doing it in a gym or, you know, a larger auditorium where, again, people sit a mile away and it's hard to see or hear. It's a perfect setting for what we do there.
Rebecca Knoll is here as well. Rebecca, can you talk about practices and how you put that all together? It must be like a jigsaw puzzle, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we have to go through all the kids' schedules and, you know, fit it all together. And as Chris was saying, a more compartmentalized play is a little bit easier to schedule because, you know, you have certain kids and certain sports and dance and whatnot. Another thing we try to do is sometimes put the older students with some of the younger students to help them kind of get jump-started into, you know, being in a play for the first time or being with some stronger actors. So we kind of take that into consideration when casting and making up the schedules and everything. And we try to have a number of times where we get to run the full play and in its entirety where everybody can make it. Sometimes it's hard with schedules, but it really helps pull the whole thing together at the end, and it's going to be a great show.
Tell us about the bookstore by Adam Sienkiewicz. What do you like about it?
So the whole play is set in a bookstore, and just like any setting, lots of different interactions happen in whatever setting you are in. So you have people falling in love, you have a death, you have a funeral, you have weddings, you have just strange interactions between individuals that you can't really explain, and it kind of leaves you wondering, why did that happen the way that it happened? You have people quitting their jobs. You have people wondering what the fate of the bookstore is. So all of these different interactions come together, and flowing from scene to scene, you pick up off with these different interactions and get to see what the culmination is by the end of the play. And I think it's really neat.
What era is the play set in? Do you know?
It's kind of up to interpretation a little bit, but there are phones in it, so modern.
Like landline phones, though.
No, cell phones.
Oh, cell phones. Yeah. Are. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so modern.
Yeah. Bookstores are an interesting place to begin with, so it kind of has a great scenario for the script, I'm sure, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You wouldn't think that all of these circumstances would happen in a bookstore, but it's really neat how it unfolds, and the author, the playwright, does a really, really great job of showing the interactions between all the different characters and how they play into each other's stories along the way.
So as far as the set, what do you do for that?
Well, we have constructed a bookstore. We use some of the aisles a little bit, and it's a pretty simple set, and because it's the bookstore, it really doesn't change too much, you know, a table here or there. But as far as the setting goes, the bookstore is where it all happens. So that's one of the cool things about it, is you have all these different stories in the same setting. So you get to see, wow, okay, all of these things happen in the same area.
Did you have to go rob the Riverdale Library for some books, for some props?
We've had a lot of kids bring in personal stacks of books from their libraries, and we've asked a lot of the kids to, you know, bring in whatever books they would like to. We also are asking the kids to share what their favorite book is and why, and we're putting that in the program, and you'll see a display of the kids' favorite books in the set as well. So that's kind of a neat part that we added in.
Did Chris bring in his Three Little Pigs pop-up book or not?
It's coming.
Maybe a little bit later. You have a strong senior group here. What can you tell us about them?
Absolutely. I have seen all four of these students perform in a number of different productions, and every single production I see them getting stronger and stronger, and that's the coolest part of it for me.
Yeah.
And they're really great leaders. They're hard workers, and yeah, they have bright futures.
You as a teacher too, is it a little bittersweet knowing that this is the last time we're going to have them on stage?
Yeah, because they've been a really strong group of leaders.
Yeah, well, let's meet them a little bit on the radio here, if we can. Let's turn it over to Brady Goplin. He's over on the right side. We'll start on the right side, and welcome to the morning show, Brady.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. So, have you been involved in the drama club through your high school years?
Yeah, I joined last year. I just like to because my dad did it, my aunt did it, so it was something that I've had family members do in the past, and like I joined with my friend Drain here, and it's just been a lot of fun.
So it was a little positive peer group pressure to get you involved then,
yeah,
wasn't it?
And Mr. Simonson, my dad, they all pointed me towards it. They said it's a great opportunity, you'll learn a lot, and it has been, and lots of good skills, and like I said, it's been a lot of fun.
Were you involved in the one act then as well?
Yeah, I've been in the one act the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. What was that like to get to some other levels and put it on and win some awards?
It was a really good experience. Getting to perform in lots of different areas was very cool. From going to like the little theater to like a college theater, something that size, it was definitely an adjustment, but it was a great experience, and it kind of showed me what like maybe if something like that in college would be. So I really enjoyed it.
So do you think you might be involved in acting in the next level?
Yeah, definitely. If it's something that becomes available to me, I definitely think about it. You know, college is going to be busy, of course, but if I have an opportunity to, I'd like to do it again in the future.
Where are you headed to college?
I'm planning on attending UW-Madison this fall to major in biology and eventually go to medical school.
Wow. And you've learned, you know, some time management skills, I'm guessing, at Riverdale, because you're involved in a lot of other things, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm in a number of sports and other clubs and other college-level courses, so it's been a great, like, teaching thing to just learn a lot of these time management skills.
And tell me about the character that you play in the bookstore.
In the bookstore, I play several characters. My main character is Jamie. Jamie is one of two Jamies in the play who are getting married to each other, but throughout the play go through ups and downs of wanting to get married and not wanting to get married until the final scene of the play. And it's a lot of fun. And another character I play is Byron. He's one of two characters who've been writing love letters to each other for the past couple months in the play. And in that scene, you finally see them meet each other and eventually work out some differences and finally go on a first date.
That's interesting. So do you have a wardrobe change then to go from character to character?
Yeah, not a huge wardrobe change, but I change something, so you can definitely tell the difference between the characters. Yeah.
And because it's different when you're here for the Christmas play, I mean, you can just change voices. You don't have to change appearances. It's a little different in the bookstore, isn't it?
Yeah. You change wardrobes and maybe some mannerisms also, because they are two different characters with two different personalities and things. So it's cool trying to bring in how you think like Jamie would react to a situation compared to how Byron would. It's a cool thing to try to bring to life on the stage.
We look forward to it. Drayton Deglow is here as well. Good morning, Drayton.
Good morning.
Yeah, so you were involved in a drama club before, Brady, were you?
No, we joined at the same time.
Oh, you did? Okay, yep. Good. So it was kind of a group effort, a team.
Yeah, he kind of nudged me into it, but it was definitely a cool experience, and I'm glad he did. So yeah.
You were the comedy team joining, yeah. Right? So what are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale?
So I'm in, this year I did two different sports. Usually I do three. But I had a surgery, so I kind of messed up with wrestling. I would have done that. And then I'm in quite a few different clubs, but yeah.
Well, Riverdale has the opportunity for lots of clubs, but it seems like the cool thing to do, everybody gets involved, don't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep, there's enough to, like, just get involved no matter what. And I think we stress that a lot, and then I think that's a great thing that we do because it's very important in high school to get involved. I mean, I've learned a lot from this, like from being in so many clubs and sports, and I'm definitely going to take it with me as I go into my future. So
that's awesome. Public speaking is like the number one fear for people, and getting that opportunity to be on stage. I mean, I'm sure you were a little bit nervous the first time, weren't you?
Oh yeah, for sure. A lot of nerves, but you work through them.
Uh-huh. Tell me about the character that you play in the bookstore.
So I play two characters, Neil and Sven, and like Brady said, it's pretty cool to, like, personalize each character. So Neil's kind of more of a, he kind of has, like, his own little love story going on, and but then you see, like, he plays other roles, and then Sven's kind of just there at times. Like, he just shows up, but he's got these cool little, like, he always plays a little bit of a role, and the talking between people, it's pretty cool. I like him.
Does Sven have an accent?
No. Like Brady said, the mannerisms are cool, or different, and yeah.
Not much of a wardrobe change then for you?
A little bit, just because, like, Sven's just kind of all over the place, and I feel like Neil's more of a, like, more brought together type of person. But so I have more of a formal wear for Neil, and then Sven's kind of like a casual does what he wants type of thing.
So far in practice, have you gone out on stage and been the wrong character a time or two yet or not? Or do you keep them straight?
Not yet. I've been able to keep them straight so far.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. So, so when you put it all together, you know, you get the chance to work like in increments. But when you put the whole thing together, is it coming together nicely?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep. Everyone's working together really nicely. And I mean, right now, everyone's got their lines down. And we're able to, like, actually work with what we need to be doing, blocking and going in certain, like, doing the motions. And we don't have to worry as much about, like, what we need to be saying more. So it's just really nice.
Will there be some laughs?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the other thing to get used to when you have those laughs for the first time and knowing knowing when to pause and start again. And
yeah.
So that's a good problem to have, though, isn't it?
Yes, sure. Of course.
Where are you headed next year?
I'll be going to University of Minnesota's Twin Cities, majoring in hopefully neuroscience and then a minor in business of healthcare.
Wearing the Minnesota sweatshirt, I should have known, but I didn't want to assume.
Yeah, so.
Well, good luck with that as well.
Thank you.
Let's move over to the other side of the room here and bring on our next guest. Jayla Nichols is here. Jayla, you've been in the studio before with us, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You were here for the Christmas play,
weren't
you?
Yes, I was.
Sure. Have you been involved in drama club all through your high school years?
Yeah, I think about like 3-ish years, I want to say.
Okay.
Last few years.
And this part that you're playing in the bookstore, is it one of your favorite roles?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I play Ellen, who's a bookstore employee, and she, throughout the play, has some, like, complex relationships with a couple of the people in the bookstore, so, yeah.
Okay, so you have to feed off the other actors pretty well, then?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, is it a comedy?
Kind of. I'd say a little bit. Some of it is, but I think some of it's more, a little more serious.
Were you aware of the bookstore before the drama club chose it?
No.
Okay. So, as far as other acting roles, were you involved in the one-act play last
year? No, I wasn't, but I was involved in the radio play.
The radio play.
Christmas one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are you, from Drama Club, what are some things that you can use maybe in the future?
I think the public speaking aspect is kind of helpful. Just trying new things with, like, all the different plays and stuff. It's helpful. It kind of brings you out of your, like, shell a little bit, I think. Yeah.
That's the fun thing about playing a character, playing a part, is that it's not you. You can put yourself into that character, maybe react and do some things differently than you would. Right. As far as next year, what are your plans?
I'm planning to go to Southwest Tech for the nail technician program.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. Do you think that maybe you'll be involved in community plays and things like
that?
Yeah,
no, I'd like to do that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sure. Why should people come see the bookstore?
Because I think there's part of the bookstore that everyone can kind of relate to. I think that everyone kind of has that place, like the bookstore, that's like a home for them, like somewhere that means a lot to you, I think.
Are you a person that hangs out at the library and the bookstores?
No.
No?
Not really.
So do you have a favorite book? I know that's a question that's been asked.
Yeah, I do. It's called It's Kind of a Funny Story. I forget the author right now, but yeah, that's my favorite.
It's Kind of a Funny Story is the name of the book. Okay, mm-hmm. Sure. We'll have to... Oh, Mr. Simonson is quickly searching that out there. So.
Yeah, it's in the biographies for the kids.
Oh, okay, I see.
That's what I'm looking.
What are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale Schools?
I'm involved in some other clubs. I joined band this year, so that's been fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
You joined band your senior year?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It's been a little bit of a challenge. It's different. Learning to read music and stuff has been kind of hard, but it's been really fun. Percussion.
Okay.
So I've been doing a lot of like bass drum and stuff like that. The author of the book is Ned Vizzini. Vizzini.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll have to look that up then. So. Great. Well, we look forward to that. I didn't ask these guys over here. What books do you, what's your favorite book?
My favorite book is Lamb by Christopher Moore. It's a funny book. It's the funniest book I've ever read. I really enjoyed it a lot. It's about the upbringing of Jesus, but from the point of view of his fictional best friend, Biff. It's a really funny book, but my dad introduced me to it, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. Will it be there on the stage on Friday night this weekend?
I haven't brought it yet, but now that you say that, I probably will.
Probably should have probably it as should. A prop then. Drayton, do you have a favorite book?
I haven't finished reading it, but so far I'm like halfway through it. Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. Really good book. It kind of takes you through like his life and like his journey to where he's at now. And you like you get to see like a half of like you see actors and you're like, oh, they're successful and they've always been successful. He's gone through like quite a bit of things in it. He teaches you like his lessons and then you can learn from that. And I really enjoy it. It's been a great read. It's cool to learn about that.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. I'll have to check that out. I've always been a fan of those. I'm not such a fiction fan, but I like real people things mm-hmm. and what they yeah. go through. So awesome. Well, let's move over to our last senior to represent here the Riverdale Drama Club. But we have Olivia Sturdivant here, last but not least. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Good to have you in here in the studios. We had you in the news this week as well. You were at the Good Citizen Awards.
Yes. Yes, I was.
How did that go for you?
It went really great. Some great people there to meet. Some of the women in the chapter I'd met before through like band and stuff. And then I ended up receiving the chapter scholarship as well. So
that's
it was
good.
Great.
Congratulations to that. That's no easy task.
Yeah, thank you.
There were some tough competitors from all the area schools.
Yeah,
in there, so
you
made it. Do you go on to the next level then?
No, I think they have decided like if you have moved on to at least state yet, and I did not do that, but I'm very thankful to have won the chapter one.
Yeah,
it's great.
Congratulations, DAR Good Citizen of the Year Award. So tell me about the bookstore. Is this a play that you really like?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Reading it, like I really enjoy Adam Simkowitz's his writing, and I had actually like after I'd got the script for that one and read through it, I actually purchased another book by him called Incendiary, and I really enjoy that work by him as well. The bookstore itself, I think, is a really great story, and there's a lot of like lessons in it that can be taken. It is funny how you said like earlier, like it is a bit of a comedy, but there are like some serious stuff where you can learn some serious lessons from it.
So you can learn some life lessons in the background too. Sure. Tell me about your character.
I play one character. Her name is Candace. She's not the like owner of the bookstore, but she's kind of been running it in place of the older lady, Ida, who passed away at the beginning of the book. And then we see the Candace's interactions with Rachel, who inherited the bookstore after Ida's passing. And Candace throughout the play is trying to convince Rachel that like to not sell the bookstore and show her like the impact that this place has had on people and like how it has affected people's lives in a great way.
I asked earlier about, you know, what era it takes place in, but bookstores, unfortunately, you know, they're not necessarily, there are not a lot of new ones, it seems like, because a lot of people find their books elsewhere, or, you know, electronically or whatever. So it's nice that you're talking about how a bookstore trying to stay alive then.
Yeah, and the one in the book I think it's said that it's been around for at least like 60 years, so it is an older bookstore, but it's still like thriving, and Candace wants to see that continue.
I see. So is there a love interest for Candace in this one?
There is a love interest for Candace. It is this guy from New England who she throughout the play is seen like reading letters from this guy, and she's stressed out because she's trying to make sure this bookstore is not being sold, and she's also trying to read this letter that she got from her, I don't think it's officially boyfriend yet at that point. And she's trying to manage all of this while still maintaining relationships with the people around her.
I see. So she's kind of the manager of the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, kind of.
Yeah, I see. What are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale Schools?
I've been in band for as long as I've been able to. I'm involved in like science club. I joined track this year, senior year, which has been a great experience. A multitude of other clubs, but those are the ones I'm most involved in currently.
What events are you involved in track?
I do shot put and typically like the 200, I do sprinting, but which is like typically the 200 meter dash is what I do a lot.
That always seemed to me like that was punishment, but is it fun?
A little bit. It is fun. It can be really hard, but I think it's pretty rewarding when you like get, you know, your PR like your best you've ever done. It's pretty, like it feels really good. So.
Yeah. And where are you headed to next year?
I've kind of been considering a lot of different colleges, but I am currently looking more towards UW-Madison. I'm not really sure what I'm going to go for major-wise, but hopefully something in the arts. but I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay. And you've had a good start at Riverdale.
I have. Riverdale has been like a great place to learn and enhance my skills. And I'm really thankful for all the opportunities I've had here.
Is your role in the bookstore one of your favorites that you've had?
I think so, yes. Like, I think I can relate to this character quite a bit. It's a really, not just like the character itself, like I think it's just a really fun script. Even with like observing other people's parts, I think it's just overall like a really fun show to do.
And your favorite book?
Yeah, my favorite book is The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. I really like the book. It's about kind of how when a person like is very self-absorbed and in like they're very immoral, like how those actions can come back and like ruin you, basically, like how everything you do has a consequence. And even if it doesn't happen right away, eventually it will like culminate in your end. So it's, yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that because that was assigned reading when I was in high school. And for the first few chapters, I'm like, this is stupid, you know, mumble and grumble. And then as I got into it, I realized it was a pretty deep book.
Yeah.
Too. So, yeah, better than the movie, too.
I actually did not know there was a movie. Yeah, I'll have to look at that.
Made back in the 40s, so it's okay. not well done. But anyway, we're talking about the bookstore, the Riverdale Drama Club. We have more to talk about coming up when the morning show continues. Members of the senior class in the studio with us today from Riverdale, the Riverdale Drama Club, putting on the bookstore and heading out toward this weekend. It's probably a busy week, Chris.
It is. It is a busy week, of course. Lots of things happening with sporting events. And I know Blue River has their steak feed on Sunday night, too, and just all kinds of things happening. But, yep, we are Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th? Yeah, that's right. 7 o'clock for both shows at the Riverdale High School in the little theater there.
Have you used the little theater much for the drama club over the years?
Anytime we can use it, we will. Now, there have been times where we've had larger plays. You know, we need a bigger stage. We have a bigger cast. The last time we used the stage would have been when we did Midsummer Night's Dream. One of my last years there, just we needed such a big set and that stuff. So we used it for that. We used it when we did Canterbury Tales. But yeah, if we can do our spring play in the little theater, we definitely like to, because it's a much more audience and actor friendly space.
Is there music involved with this show? Anything in the background?
We've got some background music happening from time to time. You know, we've got the Beatles paperback writer that comes in between scenes, and White Wedding for one of the marriage scenes, and Chapel of Love for the second time around for the marriage scene, and Love Stinks for like the eighth time around for the wedding scene. But yeah.
Some appropriate music, it sounds like.
Appropriate music. Can't go wrong with a little Jay Giles.
Well, can you talk about the rest of the cast?
Sure. I want to make sure we list everybody that's involved, because we got a good bunch of kids that are doing that. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention them. So kids we have that are involved would include Allison Adams, Frankie Bailey, Braylee Bedward, Vivian Benedict, Destiny Bonds, Drayton Deglow, of course, his sister Sienna Deglow, Brady Goplin, Archer Imhoff, Delaney Imhoff, Brandon Meese, Jayla Nichols, Abe Schaefer, Alex Schneider, Olivia Sturdivant, Mark Wilkie, Hayden Wolf, Nora Wolf, Fiona Zarbach, and Movana Zarbach are all involved in one way or another.
That's interesting. Do you have a lot of people off stage doing some of the production work too?
Yeah, we've got four different kids that are doing lights and sound cues and helping with helping move set pieces on and off. And a lot of the people who are moving set pieces or running the spotlight actually have small parts on stage as well, where they're on for, you know, just a short scene to do their thing, and then they're back doing backstage stuff. So kind of double duty.
So a couple of nights of production, sometimes it goes by so fast, you'd almost like to have a third or fourth, wouldn't you?
It does. We used to do a Sunday afternoon matinee, but the crowds were down, and so we tried doing just the two shows, and it turned out we had just as many people in the audience for the two shows as we did for three. So he said, you know what, Sundays are kind of tough, so let's pile it all into two.
Okay. Rebecca, maybe you can swing that microphone over there as well. As people hear this and they want to attend the bookstore, can they get advance tickets, or are they all at the door?
Nope, they will all be at the door. $5 for general public, $3 for senior citizens or students.
Okay, so you don't have to go through Ticketron or Eventbrite or
anything. No. At the door.
So what kind of capacity does the little theater have then?
115.
Yeah, 115.
Okay. 20. So it could be a sellout, you know, if every
very well could be.
If every yeah. actor brings, you know, mom and dad and grandma and grandpa. And
last year, it was pretty packed for both performances, so we're anticipating that.
Good. And you just want to put the plug out there. I'm guessing it would be a great show for anybody to see.
Yeah. Come see the bookstore. These kids have put in a lot of hard work. They have really flourished in their acting talents this year, and they have a great production to put on for you.
And these are seniors in the studio with us, so they kind of graduate from the Riverdale. This is almost like their graduation this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, this will be their last production.
Yeah. Is it kind of a bittersweet time for you, Brady?
Yeah, I've had a lot of good memories, good experiences, and I'm excited to hopefully go out with a really good show this weekend, so I'm excited for it.
Do you have a favorite actor, by the way?
In terms of, like, movies, mm-hmm. you mean? Matthew McConaughey is probably my favorite. I've seen a couple of his movies, my favorite movies, Interstellar, and I really like his work in that, so.
Interesting. What about you, Drayton? Favorite actor?
Probably Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, you can't go wrong with Leo. Mm-mm. Yeah,
he's got a lot of good movies, and you can see he puts his heart into a lot of his acting.
Yeah, that's awesome. How about the other side of the room, Jayla? Favorite actor?
Probably Andy Samberg. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good call on that one. Sure. What about you, Olivia?
Yeah, my favorite actor is Andrew Rannells. He's does stuff on Broadway and television as well. One of his most recent ones was he was just on Broadway for his show Gutenberg, and I got to go see that in New York, which was really great.
Awesome. Wow. What's it like to see that in stage in person in New York?
It's an awesome experience, especially like as someone who like acts at Riverdale, you know, like it's very, I mean, it's awesome to see, like, just that at a, like, much larger scale and, like, production-wise. Like, it's a great experience.
Is this going to be bittersweet this weekend, Jayla, to kind of your graduation from the drama club?
Yeah, no, it's been a really fun time doing drama, and it's going to be a little sad having our last performance, so, yeah.
Is the senior class pretty close, Olivia?
I think we are very close. We have one of the bigger classes at the school, but I mean, it's still like 50 some kids, so it's not that large. And so we all know each other on some level. And I mean, if you're involved at Riverdale, you're going to like see these kids very often in sports and extracurriculars, and in the hallways, you're always going to see everybody. So
have you guys been keeping track on the calendar? How many days the seniors have left?
It's like 24, something like
wow.
that.
Wow. It's getting down there, isn't yes. it? So that time's going fast. You got to kind of cherish every moment, don't you, Drayton?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we want to wish you all best of luck. This is going to be a good time this weekend. We hope folks will come out to the bookstore again Friday night. Do you say 7? Friday night at 7 at Riverdale Schools. Good luck to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, thanks for coming in here. Directors Chris Simonson and Rebecca Knoll, along with Drayton Deglow, Jayla Nichols, Brady Goplin, and Olivia Sturtevant on today's morning show.